The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the 15-minute morning show.
Hello. We're going to talk like this the whole time.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Oh,
how
God.
Are you?
We're going to talk like Francis Curry.
All right.
I'll be the second one that says I'm not going to be a part of this podcast.
Third.
Look at this. Okay. Elvis tapped out. Scary isn't in his seat.
Yeah, where'd
he go?
Scotty
B isn't paying attention. You know
then
what?
There's us.
I'm done. So right. I'm going to leave.
No, you are not. What? You cannot leave.
Hey, you know, I have an observation. So I take the email addresses of people when they call in and win something. Can I just give a public service announcement? If your email address includes any part of your zodiac sign, change it.
What?
Please.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Or anything.
Usernames, too. Yeah.
If you started an email address 25 years ago and it was, hey, SAGSTAR 74, because, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, it's my star sign, and I was born in it. Change it. Gmail, it's free. It takes 5 minutes. Put your name, your first name, dot your last name, at Gmail. I'm sorry. I don't want to see these things.
What if your email
is
like
that?
Dong
I want
Eater
that
69.
Information.
Oh, hold on. One at a time, Gandhi.
No, I want that information. I want to know that, like, Crazy Sag Girl 2119 is the person that you're talking to, because it gives you a lot to expect from that person.
Yeah.
Anybody who has their zodiac sign in a username or an email address, they're probably crazy. But bunch of Scorpio.
No, I get it. But please, at least have another one so that when you do something professionally, like, right, what did you want to say, Froggy?
What if it's like Dong Eater 69? Like,
right.
You should get rid of that one as well.
Yeah, like hot, no, sexy thighs.
But that Froggy was the best part about the whole Reddit thing that happened with all the stocks, right?
Yeah.
So they were quoting all these different Reddit users, and they had to use their actual Reddit name, which was like Thick Daddy 21.
And it
was
my ass.
Perfect.
Potato in my ass.
Yeah. Jug 69.
That was one.
Also, it was r/reddit/potato in my ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, potato _in_my_ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I used that on Reddit.
If your email address was based on a hobby you had 25 years ago,
yeah,
like Beanie Baby LVR,
right?
right? Nope, you're not collecting Beanie Babies anymore. You need to change your address.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
What's scary?
Oh, turn, Scotty, we can't hear you. Scotty, we can't hear you.
Okay, wait, one more time. Scotty, sometimes the email address that you use is like your original one from 1520.
What is yours? Come on, what is yours?
It's Are You Kidding Me? Because that was a license plate I had in 1995. And that was my original AOL email address, and that's what everything is linked to. Right, I can't change it.
I got one.
AOL. That itself is shameful.
Hold on, I still use. You guys don't know this. Let the beat drop at AOL.com. It's Beastie Boys reference because Ad Rock goes, "Let the beat drop," and that was like my favorite song growing up. So
he sounded like a Sesame Street character.
No, check this. No, but there's still mail. Yo. No, Gandhi, to your point about AOL. The point is, there's still some stuff that comes through there that I just can't. I can't update.
Why can't you just change your email address or have it forwarded to a different email address?
Yeah, it's forwarded to my phone now. It's all in one inbox. I mean, but it's...
I have Yahoo, and people make fun of me, but I don't give a shit.
Wait, so I can email right now? What is yours?
It's LETTHEBEAT.
Let the beat drop at AOL.com right now. I can
email.
Why would you do that?
Here comes all the emails.
You just gave me your email address.
How dumb are you?
What are you talking about?
I'm an idiot. At AOL.com.
You just said
that's
it.
That's yours, Brody.
You just
Let
said
people
it.
No, email.
Okay, no, I meant AOL.
Why did, but you, what? Okay.
By the way, it's spelled differently, so don't worry about it.
Oh, hey, Spear, you still have a landline, right? What's your landline phone number?
What's the big deal? We have email addresses. Listeners can get in touch with us. Hey, guess what? At Scary Jones on Instagram, you could DM me. We are reachable, Brody. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Do you spell 12
the of us
with
all
D-A?
Ripped you, but you're singling me out. Everyone thinks you're an idiot for giving out your email address.
What?
And you go, oh, Brody.
It's not my.
I don't feel like it's that big of a deal to give out your email address.
They're
not
public.
That one. Yeah.
You just said it's in your. It goes into your main inbox, right?
Everyone's
going to email you now, and it's going to go in your. It's going to clog up your mailbox. So when we email you, you go, oh, I didn't see it. I have 1,000 emails today.
But to Nate's point, like having your sign as part of your, email address shows, like, you know, how, if you're crazy or not. Like, Scotty is a hoarder. Like, he hoards everything, right? So for him to hold on to his email address, it just shows the type of person he is.
That is not true. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of accounts linked to that email address.
Thank you, Scotty.
You hoard email addresses.
You jerk.
Scotty sucks bananas at AOL.com.
He has that too.
Yeah, Scotty, I can only imagine at this point that email inbox is clogged with shit that you don't even care about. There's probably three emails a week that mean something to you and 1,000 garbage
gonna see,
ones.
I'm going to see what is on mine. Hold on.
Why are what you other so emails? Angry? Yeah, what
on
other
the
emails
same,
do you have?
On the Sorry. Same topic. My Instagram name is becoming quite embarrassing, just in general. Yeah. I picked it back in 2011 when it started and thought it was just going to be a ha-ha joke or whatever. But now it's Baby Hot Sauce, and that's very strange to see, like, in print. Everyone else has a normal one, Froggy, Danielle, everybody.
But look at it
Mine's
this way.
Stupid.
Gandhi, it's much easier for people to spell. If you used your real name, no one would ever find you.
That's where it started. It was because I knew nobody would ever find me by my first and last name. My friends spelled my last name wrong, so I went with something stupid, and now it's just here, and it's this beast. I'm going to be 100 years old, Baby Hot Sauce. That's going to be so stupid.
Tombstone it. Tombstone.
Yeah. At Baby Hot Sauce.
You cannot be professional with Baby Hot Sauce.
No.
I mean, you cannot advance any farther than you are in this world with Baby Hot Sauce.
And that's I can't. Okay. It is. She's come, so.
She's come very
she's in
far.
The right profession for it.
Exactly.
If she was a doctor, I wouldn't want it. If she was a lawyer, I wouldn't want it.
Unless she was a baby doctor, Baby Hot Sauce is okay. If you want to be a baby doctor.
I would love to see people's reactions, though, like if Froggy gives out his email address to someone who has no idea who he is, and he goes, oh, it's Froggy at ElvisDuran.com or Froggy whatever. And then people go, Froggy,
I do, yeah, because I've got a personal one that does have Froggy in it, and of course they're like, "Is that G G Y or G G I E?" I'm like, "No, with a Y," and then they're probably like, "What's that?"
G G I E.
Yeah, people spell Froggy F R O G G I E. I'm like, I don't spell it that way, but I mean, I guess
it spells it.
That's how your sister would spell it.
Do you know how many people spell my name S-C-O-T-T-I-E? I have no idea why.
Really?
I've never seen
I get that.
That
more than
I get that all the time. It's so obnoxious to me.
Yeah, it That's is. Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
There's a Y. It's that simple. It's a Y. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Scary, what's your address?
What's your phone number? Who's got something else?
Are you regretting saying it, Scary?
No.
Like, you have that look on your face, though, right now. Like,
no, I just don't understand what the big deal is. That, I mean, it's an email address. We are reachable in several locations every day. I mean, we all have social media accounts. We all have, I mean, people could DM us.
That is true.
A DM is the new email anyway. Who even uses email? No one even, you know, you have to actually think. And take that extra step to actually get on an email rather than just slide into a DM.
Go in the way of voicemail.
Yeah, who listens? I don't even. I must have
light,
so
I've had a
many
light flashing on my desk for months. I don't even know how to get it.
I don't either.
Email is so antiquated.
You know,
the
work phones here. I think when they switched over the phone system, they start sending you the voicemail, and it just goes to show you how few people even call phones anymore. I get like one voicemail every 4 months, and it's some ad agency or publicist that, you know, is so stuck in the 80s, they're still making phone calls to people.
Oh, yeah. I have a business line here at the station. I don't think I've ever logged into my voicemail. I don't even know what the hell is on
it. What do you mean you have a business line at the station?
We all have lines. We all have your office phone.
Oh, your phone. I thought you were like had some separate business thing. I don't know.
As Nate was just saying, we all have them.
Oh, no. Nobody uses it.
When was the last time you logged into that?
I don't even know what my number is. Yeah. How would you get a hold of me? Who do you call? I don't know.
It would be interesting to hear Danielle's. Danielle's voicemail, though, God only knows how many publicists, like Nate was just saying, have tried to call her. Yeah.
Because I used to book the guests for the show as well as, you know, doing the show. And I probably still says that that's what I do.
Yeah.
And it's probably says,
we have a new,
I'll get back to you.
New actor, Charlie Sheen, we'd love to get on the show.
Who's got something else? Are we almost out of gas?
I don't know.
Wow.
I've got a headache.
Quick.
Yeah.
Did we just call it because we're out of steam?
I think so.
Yesterday we went over. Technically we went over, so we gained some time yesterday.
How much time do we have left?
Enough. A lot. but it doesn't matter.
It is a lot. It's like we got like 6 minutes left, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot of time.
Well, I think
though.
We should talk for like another minute, then we could be done.
Okay.
Well, I would like to thank a listener that sent me. I was talking about my around the room, how I want to put the flag up. A listener sent me a gutter mount flagpole. You can mount it to your gutter in your so I'm going to put Lisa's flag back up so she can have her little stupid Valentine's Day flag, and then I'm going to put mine, the big giant Buccaneer World Championship Super Bowl flag, on the gutter mount straight up in the air. You're going to see it from a mile away. I don't even care.
She is not going to let you do
that. Won't
that
rip
the gutters
off?
No, it's got some weird thing where it adds another support somehow, but I'm going to do it. It's going to look great. I'm sure the Homeowners Association is going to send me a letter to take the shit down.
Frog, I tagged you in a tchotchke that you could add to your house. So they're releasing the entire team of the Tampa Bay Bucks in bobblehead form.
Oh, really? I got to buy my favorite players for sure.
No, buy the entire team.
And just put them out all over the house.
Yeah, okay. Listen, she has trinket trays in every room. I can put my shit out too then.
Froggy, put the flag above your bed on the ceiling so you get motivated.
Yeah. I don't see that very often.
That just reminded me when the Detroit Red Wings won the Stanley Cup in 1997. Like, they hadn't won for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that.
Right.
My grandmother got me a 6-pack of commemorative Coca-Cola bottles. And I still have them. I wonder what that Coke tastes like.
Oh,
try it.
Yeah. Oh, it's God.
You think it's worth anything?
No.
Probably. It's like I was going through my closet at my parents' house, and I'm like, oh, my God, these baseball cards. Oh, my God, a Kirk Gibson from 1988. It's worth like 2 cents.
Yeah. Wait, though, Nate, the baseball card thing, it's coming back. People are making mad money off
bullshit.
Of random cards. You can do it.
There's a great documentary. It's on Netflix, and it's about all the baseball cards back when I was like 8 years old. And they made so many of them, they're worth
mass produced.
Well,
yeah.
If you got the Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Well, Jesus, Danielle, yeah. I got
money.
Two of them.
Right?
I will say,
need.
Yesterday I felt like the tables had turned on me. I have bought quite a bit of Super Bowl merchandise since they won. I bought a lot more than I care to mention that I bought. So yesterday.
We see it every day.
So yesterday Lisa says, how much stuff have you bought? Because there's still stuff. There's a lot still to come. And I felt the tables had turned for once. She was quizzing me on how much I spent. I'm like, I don't even know.
Can I just say the same thing is happening in my house? Because you know how Sheldon has that little squirrel picnic table for the back of his house? Well, he has this new idea now that he's going to put it in backyards of houses he sells. So we have, I can't tell you how many friggin' squirrel picnic tables in my living room
That's
in
awesome,
a box.
Though.
Yeah, it is awesome. But I'm just like, honey, we don't have enough fucking room for all these picnic tables. It's
so
a cute
idea. So you
buy a
house from your husband? You buy a house from your husband, and all of a sudden you have a rodent-infested home?
Okay. Think of it that way, Brody.
And then Sheldon buys it back and flips it and makes even more money.
That's right. There you go. That's a good idea.
By the way, Nate, I got you beat, Nate. What? So when I have a can of soda. It's RC Cola because RC was the sponsor of the Mets at one point from when they won the World Series, and it's unopened. The problem is it was it's still from 1986. Oh. So I think I have you beat.
That is like
as far as
toxic waste at this point.
That can is so soft.
That's what she said.
I know. By the way, the GoBots thing, everyone's going to be like, why'd you bring that up?
Thank
you. Yeah, what was that?
Because Nate thinks it's worth so much money from the 80s.
It is.
And it's been on eBay for probably six months.
Somebody just doesn't know about it yet.
Garbage
it
Pail Kids.
You know what? Yeah, Brody knows garbage where I'm going kids. Here. I have the entire Garbage Pail Kid sticker collection.
Fuck your Garbage Pail Kids. Hold it up against Scotty. Please reach out to Let the Beat Drop at AOL.com if you would like to buy it.
Cash offer.
We call that a reach around.
I will tell you, I have them all.
Give out your social security number.
All mint condition. Mint condition, and they're all in an album. I even have a couple of the screw ups. There was a couple of what we called cards.
The error cards.
Yes.
You know what's so crazy? When Garbage Pail Kids were the big thing, I was in a play called The Velveteen Rabbit, and Kerry Washington was in the play with me because she grew up where I grew up around there. And we all collected Garbage Pail Kids together back then.
Who were you? I was Snotty Scotty.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Shut up, Dick.
Okay, are we done?
We have
that
30
had to
seconds
have been 6
left.
Minutes.
30
okay.
seconds.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, give out your PayPal.
Yeah.
Cash app me.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.